Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at 4 on KBN, but we getting KBN Nation ready for Brewers playoff baseball.
No team in Brewers franchise history has ever been better
than the 2025 version.
Brewers! Brewers!
97 wins for your Milwaukee Brewers, a new franchise record.
Coming in is Frelick, diving, and he made the catch. Oh, Sal Frelick, and a ground ball through the left side, into left field for a base hit. Frelick trots home, and Jackson Churio has walked off the Dodgers here this afternoon, and a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Would you like fries with that? 12 in a row for the crew. Breaking ball, hit high, hit deep, left center. Bye-bye, baseball!
Pitch to him. Fly ball deep right. It's going to win the game. Abreu's going back and watching it sail. It's a grand slam. Oh, my goodness, Christian Yelich.
And a liner into right center field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Around third is Durbin. Here comes the throw home. Durbin slides in there safely. The Brewers walk it off in 10. Andrew Monasterio.
Cubs Brewers, that's going to be as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other.
How did this club win 97 games, a franchise record? How did it happen? It was the guys in the room, and the guys in the room have a certain way of finding a way to win, and I think they will again.
DJ Strofe.
Just love it. I love it, Strofe. That's Alex Strofe putting that together. I'm Ben Brust next to Kyle Wallace. It's bad. I'm hour counting.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's bad.
No. It's entirely.
It's bad.
No, it's okay.
No. You have 20.
We're under 24. We're good. 21 hours.
21 hours away.
Is anyone else hour counting?
Yes,
no.
I am.
Minute counting. Second counting.
Brother, I've been hours counting since we had a game time. Yeah.
So what do you plan on doing tonight, Strofe? Like, you can't just sit here and look at a clock all day. You got to keep yourself busy, man.
What am I gonna do tonight? I don't think. Oh, I'm going to a bonfire tonight.
Oh, those are the worst.
What do you mean?
Because you're
hanging out with people I like?
You smell like smoke when you're done.
I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin.
I know, but I don't.
It's like a normal Friday night.
No, your hair smells like it, too. You know,
take a shower.
Take a shower. No, it's still hard to get out. You just smell like it, man. I hate it.
All right.
You're overreacting.
Yeah. No, you're being dramatic.
I like the new smokeless ones.
The interesting thing is,
MC Guy, give me that endorsement.
It is pretty hot out today, isn't it? Is it going to be a warm
bonfire? It broke an October 3rd record in Milwaukee, the hottest it's ever been on October 3rd.
Yeah.
Your 34th birthday brings a heat wave.
It brings that. It brings Taylor Swift's new album.
Oh,
which I listened
gosh.
To. I liked it.
Can I just say?
Yeah, but be careful. We got Swifties in KBN Nation.
I tried this morning to listen to a couple songs. I don't get the appeal. Her voice is just,
I know. They all sound the same. Saturday mornings when I get back from basketball, that's what's on when the wife and the daughter are just around the house.
I literally, legitimately, because my baby girl, she does not like
the room.
Yeah, I tried to give it a chance. My baby girl's like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift came out.
Do you know this quote that I've been told by my wife?
What is that?
You lose credibility by not liking Taylor Swift.
It's probably a good take by her.
No, I was trying my best to listen to it because I love a good showgirl, but I just I couldn't get into it.
I want to know heading into this NLDS against the Cubs, who is going to be the MVP of the series? And this is interesting because throughout the entire season, we've seen a lot of different players come through in different moments. At 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Give us who you think the MVP of the series will be for your Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, so when I look at this Milwaukee Brewers team, there's a guy that has so much experience and is really wants to bring a World Series title back to the Milwaukee Brewers. He's a guy this season who
back?
Bring a World Series title. I mean, we haven't had one as the Brewers. And Christian Yelich, for me, I think it's time for him to break out, right? He hasn't had the most electric postseason career.
No,
in his life.
Still remember and that so, bat on his shoulder in 2022.
And so for me, when I'm thinking about Christian Yelich, I think it's time for him to really rise to the occasion. We don't have superstars on this baseball team, but we do have a guy that was a star. We have a guy that's a former MVP. We have a guy that, you know, been all-star in his career before. So for me, when I'm thinking about who we need to step up, it has to be Christian Yelich to be that guy to lead this team, especially with how much in the bond that he had with Euchre. How fitting would it be for him to be able to lead this team to a World Series title in honor of Bob Euchre, a guy who
meant
so much.
Stick NLDS here, buddy.
I understand that. And getting through the NLDS, but I just want to put it on his shoulders. I understand that Christian this year. Great season for Christian, and I hope that he's able to carry that out. He is my MVP. If there's anybody on this roster, anybody on this team, anybody in that batting order that can do it, it can be
right,
Christian
Yelich. You gave me a very basic answer, which is totally okay because obviously—
No, it's Christian, man.
Give me a dark horse.
Man, if I'm talking about a dark horse guy to come through, I mean, Sal Frelick had a good year this year. Bryce Rang was fantastic.
Stop naming names. I'm asking you for your dark horse.
We had somebody on YouTube say Caleb Durbin, and I love everything about Caleb Durbin.
Okay,
I
mean, then say it with your chest.
Caleb Durbin is a guy that can be a dark horse dude that can ball out and play for this team.
Two-out situations, runners in scoring position.
Not only clutch, but, dude, the fight that he has, the mentality that he has, I'm glad we have him on the roster this year in the playoffs because, dude, is a dog, right? There was a quote that you were talking about when Caleb Durbin was talking about, we love to beat down teams, man. We love to keep fighting.
When you play against the Brewers, you got to be ready to scrap.
Fight
like, nine innings.
So that's the mentality that I love, and Caleb's on this team for the first time. And wouldn't it be so poetic to see the guy that replaced Devin Williams, not as in the pitching staff, but the guy that we basically traded Devin Williams for, him and Nestor Cortez, to come in here and actually make a difference, be that dark horse, not to ruin it for the Brewers, but to elevate the Brewers out the NLDS. So Caleb Durbin will be the guy.
I really am torn here.
Between who?
I've been thinking more dark horse. I think it would be absolutely electric if Andrew Vaughn went on a tear again.
Yeah, it would be. He'll be back. The eyes, crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes, like playing to the potential of the overall pick that he was, third selection. I mean, that run doesn't happen without talent.
No, it does not.
The run that he had doesn't happen without talent.
He's regressed to the mean.
But he's also, he still, with the Brewers, has a pretty good OPS. Pretty good batting average, still, despite him not, again,
playing out of his mind. Out of his mind for any baseball player
He's kind of the one that I'm, looking forward to see what he will do from a dark horse standpoint.
Yeah. But I just don't know what
to
expect
honest,
from him.
Who has to be the MVP is Freddie.
Because the problem is Freddie. How many starts is Freddie going to have?
But that's my point. My point for Freddie is in this 5-game series. If he gets two starts, and you get the Freddie that you've had of the last 2 months, and he's able to be like a true ace, you know, we did Brewers props in preview, and the over under at Potawatomi Sportsbook was 15.5 outs. If you get a 6-7 inning Freddie Peralta. Do you know how much of a difference that can make for this team in a 5-game series with their bullpen? Because when the bullpen is not over-leveraged, they are really good.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. If Freddie Peralta...
Because, look around. Look around, right? We just saw Cam S. from the Yankees do something ridiculous. We saw Crochet in Game 2.
I mean...
Game 2. Game one.
It was game one because it was game one for him and then game one for the Tigers as well.
It was game one, and then obviously Giolito got hurt, so the Red Sox didn't have a third starter. They threw Bell out there in game two, so it was game one. They didn't take advantage of game two, which they had an opportunity to do with Crochet. But
Scooble getting the Tigers off to a great start.
He sure did.
They took advantage of having a decent third starting pitcher in Flaherty, who's, you know, older and experienced.
He is experienced. Boy,
so that my point is like they're not that deep from a starting pitching standpoint. So that means Freddie needs to be an absolute stud in these playoffs. He does.
You don't trust Quintana?
He's gonna pitch three innings.
I guess coming off the injury.
Yeah. He's gonna be a three, and he's basically essentially like an opener. Like openers a lot of times go one, but like I'll say for three, he's an opener.
Because he got a little playoff experience. So
yeah, but he also like he's also a guy that if he doesn't have his command, like he walks batters, and next thing you know, you're digging in deep pretty early in your bullpen. So that's why I'm telling you, if Freddie can be an absolute dude, it sets this team up from a he needs to help you get deep, bats need to help him when he's pitching, and then save the bullpen for when you have that third starter thing going on. And
I like how you're planning for all scenarios.
I am. What do you think?
I'm thinking about let's boat race these boys as much as possible. And you're thinking about, well, you know, if Freddie has to go two games in this series, you get to a game four, which he should be ready for a game four. You're like, oh, I have him ready for that to go.
He will be.
No, he will. He should be the game four starter if we need four games.
I like if we need four games. See, I like the way you're doing that, and you like the way I'm doing mine.
Yeah,
we yang right now.
The thing is, that it's highly possible for the Milwaukee Brewers to get hot. That's the one good thing about this Brewers team is that they've played more good baseball than bad baseball. Clearly, I'm talking about what they did in July and August was absolutely ridiculous. But even throughout the season, we were talking about since June, the Brewers have played really, really good baseball more often than not. They clearly were the best team in baseball throughout this season, and so for me, a sweep is highly possible. The Brewers can win a three game. They can win in three games in a row against the Chicago Cubs. So that's why I'm really not stressed. I'm just at the point now where I just want to
respect every game, every opponent.
All I'm saying is this is that this team is more than capable of doing it. That's why I just can't wait for the game to start, and I have a level of excitement for the game to start because I just want to see what these guys can do. Right, these boys are on the field. But regardless of what happens in game one, guess what? I am not losing not an ounce of confidence in this baseball team because Pat Murphy will have them ready to go for all five games of this series if they need them.
Strofe, I want you to chime in because you're in the hour counting like me. You're probably not like Kyle. I probably think you're closer to me of like trying to predict everything that's going to happen and how Pat Murphy's going to manage and how it's going to look. Just talk. Just please talk because I'm getting really anxious.
Don't be anxious. I don't
anxious,
think,
excited to get there.
Yeah, anxious excitement is fine, but don't be anxious. Don't be nervous. Don't be worried. Because at the end of the day, I trust one person most that has anything to do with this series, and it's Pat Murphy.
Yeah. Right?
I'm currently writing a song in which we will hear it 3 or 4:30.
How are you feeling about this song?
I feel good, though. I have never actually heard the song in full, so I'm trying to study back here. That's why I haven't chimed in the last 10 minutes.
You're a good teammate.
Go back to studying. I'm going to tell everyone about Sit Mean Sit Dog Train because we did special edition Brewers props and preview. Gave our dogs of the game. Typically for Green Bay props and preview. And
my dog is
Green
so much
Bay,
better than his, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best. I don't even know why he even tries to. Oh, God, that's embarrassing. And on Green Bay game night, when there's not a bye week, you can hear the dog of the game. Let Kyle do it from Tausch and Homer. If your dogs don't listen, you ask yourself, hey, why aren't they listening to me? Well, you got Sit Mean Sit. Matt's team is amazing. You can check them out. You can have a happy, confident, obedient dog. Contact them in Milwaukee or Waukesha to schedule that free consultation or visit sitmeansit.com and check out the Milwaukee or Waukesha pages. We got pole position. We got Alex Strofe singing a Brewers parody song. And I still want to know who you're predicting. 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and text line and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Who's going to be the MVP of this series? Next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Call me daddy.
That just sounds...
It's just, yeah.
Like,
call me
cut
daddy.
Mike.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Who's next?
Your birthday only comes around once a year. Unless you're Ben Brust.
Whose birthday is it? Ben Rush? Hey, it's Tory Lowe for the Tory Lowe Show. That goofball, happy birthday, guy. Enjoy yourself.
Happy birthday, Ben, on Kyle Bruston Nortman.
That's powerful.
Powerful!
Ben Rush.
What's happening, Ian?
What's happening, Ian?
Hey.
Hey.
That's what's up. You don't have that's what's up?
No way.
Let's dial Bali. What?
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroff running the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776 or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Stroff, we were together back there working on something, so I did not want to ask you this question, but I have to ask you now. With pole position now and something happening next,
yeah.
When would you like me to give away free pizza Friday?
Oh, goodness gracious. I've had a day today. Let me be honest with you, folks.
When he says that, he sounds so dramatic. Like nobody else listening right now didn't get off of work, maybe doing something way more strenuous than what he had to do.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm implying.
Well, it feels that way.
Well, hold on a minute. Has anybody that's listening to this performed a very popular guitar song on a very popular
radio? It is out of tune, really bad.
It's bad.
Why don't you tune it, kid?
It is tuned.
Ah.
Hold on. Let me play a song.
You're nervous, huh? Come on, Archer. What is it? Archer Revival?
Chaotic Archers Forever!
Chaotic Archers.
Oh, bad.
See?
Oh, my gosh.
My fingers hurt.
Dude, you can't even play the guitar.
Happy birthday.
No. Okay. Pole position on Kyle Brustner. What do you want me to do free pizza Friday for real?
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
Pole position, Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Do you want to scrap pole position so you can keep going to work?
Oh, we're all right.
You're a mess.
From the Homer Hour.
He is. I actually give him a lot of credit.
You're doing a lot today.
Because you got something thrown on your plate at like 1:35, yeah. And you said yes, and I was like, boy.
What? I have trouble saying no.
I see.
But I'm going to do great. And
hey, Stroff, you want to give me a drink after? Let's go get drinks after. I'll get a drink with you. You buy the first round.
What are you doing?
I want to hang out with you, buddy.
Man, you want a free drink, it sounds like.
Hey, getting my weekend started
right. What surprises you more, the Packers at 2-1-1 or the Chicago Bears at 2-2? That from the Homer Hour.
Packers at 2-1-1. That tie was unexpected.
I agree, especially when you look at the context of how they got to 2-0. No one's thinking they're at minimum 3-1, right? Yeah, at minimum it was 3-1.
I couldn't even see four.
The Bears
couldn't see what happened.
The Bears got throttled by the Lions. They lost to the Vikings. They lost to two divisional opponents.
They did.
Beat the Raiders and
then they beat the Cowboys after CeeDee Lamb got injured. It was a close game, and then it wasn't.
Yeah, but they dominated that game, to be honest.
They were down early, though, weren't they?
They won by like 30.
Yeah.
So it's still the fact that you got 3-1 minimum for this team.
Yeah, I actually still can't believe there's a 2-1-1.
Well, we're going to have to get over it sooner or later. Dick in downtown is offended by Stroff's tone deafness, given that he worked a double shift and he's off to ref a high school football game. Everyone's had hard weeks and days.
Hey, what school? What high school? You know we're the home of Catholic Memorial Football here. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Dick in downtown, if you have a chance to answer that, I know you're busy and working hard.
Dick, I'd just like to say I'm sorry for offending you. That's on me.
No, that's a genuine example of why I said, don't do me the, I had a hard day.
Yeah, Stroff doesn't understand what hard work is.
This one from the Damn Sports Show, weekdays 4 to 5, 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam. Should the Packers extend wide receiver Romeo Doubs after it was rumored earlier this week from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler?
It'd be pricey. It would be pricey.
Because of what the market's set at.
Yeah, they can't afford it, but don't do my boy Romeo like that, man. Don't do him at all like that. Romeo Doubs has been a reliable piece for the Green Bay Packers.
He's
been the best receiver. He's been our number one.
I also love the energy he's brought to that wide receiver
room.
He's
showing a little life to it. He scored a touchdown. He's looking into the camera.
Even when he's not scoring a touchdown, I know he had three throughout the year. I'm seeing him run over, like celebrate with the teammates. I mean, he caught two touchdowns in one game and looked like he
three touchdowns.
No, last year I'm going to.
And
looked like he like lost a puppy dog.
That was after he was lost.
Legitimately, I know. But that's a big transformation.
No, it is a big transformation.
It does take some maturity to grow and show that it is not who you like. Actions over word. He has put into action this year who he is as a player and as a teammate, and I've been very impressed by that. But you got to look at, you know, the concussions. You got to look at Christian Watson and what his injuries have been. You got to look at Jaden Reed, who is also gets banged up. Like, who are you going to extend?
Yeah, I mean, again, he might be too costly, and that's why I was so surprised that we extended.
Brewers questions only.
Oh, okay. Go, Pack, go.
Well, we had about 4 polls in total across ESPN Wisconsin this week.
Ooh, light week.
And none of them were about the Brewers. So
what's going on?
Well, let's give away Free Pizza Friday and talk more Brewers, then we get to your song. How about that?
Wow.
Does that help? I'm hour counting.
Can I ask a question? So we're not doing the Badger thing.
Nah. You can do.
Stroke, did you hear what I said?
We can do a minute on the timer for Kyle Wallace.
I don't need a minute. I have no rationale.
Okay. Then let me give away Free Pizza Friday, and we'll put you on the timer second here. As we want to send somebody in the weekend happy with a Screaming Sicilian Palermo's prize pack. So we're going to go Free Pizza Friday here on Kyle Bruston Ortman, courtesy of Palermo's Pizza. We'll go caller number 10. I just want to do 10. No, number 10. Number 10. Or whatever's easiest for you, Strofe. We'll go 10. 800-990-3776. There's no better way to kick off the weekend than a Screaming Sicilian Palermo's prize pack. Win a free pizza pack from the best frozen pizza, Palermo's Pizza. 800-990-3776. We're going to go caller 10. 800-990-ESPN. That's the Carbless Talk and Text line, because we want you to walk away a happy, happy person into the weekend. 800-990-3776. Kyle, irrational thoughts for 30 seconds, go.
So basically, I have no idea why I feel this way, but sometimes you move off vibes. You move off feel. Everybody is counting the Wisconsin Badgers out, and I think the Michigan Wolverines will be overlooking the Wisconsin Badgers. And I just have this feeling that the Badgers may surprise us. We have
back to the Brewers.
Go on, Wisconsin. I don't know, man. I got a feeling that this is not going to be a blowout,
dude.
It's not going to be a blowout. They'll compete.
Big noon kickoff.
They will compete.
Compete
and win. Hopefully.
What?
They'll cover 17.5, I think the spread was.
It was 16.5, now 7.5, maybe. Ooh. I don't know. Either way.
I'm stuck in 2020.
Yeah, you're stuck in la-la land. And I'd be happy if you were right. No doubt about it.
They have a good run defense. They slowed down Alabama.
Did they? Slow down Alabama?
Run game.
There you go.
And Michigan can run the ball, and so maybe they'll slow down their run game. So I don't know, man. I just
got
a feel.
You got some Friday energy. Are you sure you didn't go out to the market hall and get a drink?
Maybe I'm just positive. On Wisconsin, let's go Brewers.
Yes, let's go Brewers indeed. When is the party starting for people? You know what I mean? With the 1 o'clock game, I know.
You talking about the tailgate party or just party?
I believe I saw 9:30. I know Adam McAlvey tweeted out, and the Brewers sent me.
We talking about when is the lots open? The lots open for the playoffs is 3 hours.
Three hours before.
In the playoffs, do they extend it a little bit? You get a little bit more. I mean, you got it. You got it. Oh, shoot. You don't want these people up too early, but yeah,
they do.
I mean,
parking lots will be open at 9:38.
There it
is. 3.5 hours prior to first pitch.
It's gonna be a party if they have a listen. If you have an Illinois license plate, charge them triple. Triple the parking lot.
That's a great idea.
No, they should. They should. If you're coming in our territory. All
is
these
that
damn,
legal?
All these damn, hey, hell yeah, all these tax dollars I'll be paying, they got them damn tolls.
Kyle just had the greatest idea ever. Charge double for parking.
Triple,
for
I said triple.
Triple for Illinois license plates.
I don't know that that's legal, but I love it.
What do you mean? How?
That's
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me
that's
at
discrimination,
a, private,
Kyle.
A private company, a private business can't say, if you are out of state, we're going to charge you
what
more.
If they're wearing Brewers gear.
I don't give a damn. They could just, no.
They're wearing, show your gear. Depends on the price you get. I like it.
Now that might get you in.
But then again, couldn't Cubs people just bring Brewers gear and
exactly
they have it? Huh. Do you have any Cubs gear?
No.
Would you buy Cubs gear for parking?
No.
But not
given what
not
we learned earlier. You do. Hell,
no, I don't anymore.
What'd you do with it?
Honestly, it's a whole nother discussion. Apparently, my wife's just throwing away old clothes of mine without telling me.
Ooh, no.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't either.
That's crossing a line.
That would be a problem.
It is.
That would be a problem.
My ex-girlfriend threw out some of my hats. She's next for a reason.
She threw out some of your hats because she was mad at you?
No, because apparently I had too many.
Oh. Go in her closet. I'm sure
that's
you
what
find,
I'm saying.
Jeez.
Wait.
Double standard around
can't
here.
Can't nobody go in my closet and take any of my... I would throw a fit. A fit.
PM chimes in on YouTube.
Sorry, there's a fly.
All weekend it starts. Starts tonight at happy hour to get ready for the game tomorrow. Respect that.
No. I got ahead of myself. Sorry. I got ahead of myself.
Strofe's got a song.
I got ahead of myself. I'm very excited.
He's very excited to share with all you, and it's Brewers related.
Where'd all these flies come from?
You know, there have been quite a few around here. It's that they don't know what to think. It's 80 degrees in October. They're trying to... No, you did not.
Next.
This kid's weird.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
But I got a bone to pick with Strofe next. More
bone
questions?
Bone to pick? I have a question, yeah. How are babies made?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy birthday, Ben. Here's another special birthday wish.
Happy birthday, Ben. Brian G., Director of Content for ESPN Milwaukee here. I met Ben for the first time against my will in 2017 at the Wisconsin Sports Awards after party at the Edgewater Hotel in Madison. Zach Showalter won Moment of the Year that night for his buzzer beater against Florida in the NCAA tournament. You remember it when he did the Aaron Rodgers championship belt to Aaron Rodgers at Madison Square Garden. At the after party, Showy walked by the broadcast, so I took my headset off and said, Showy, jump on the air, we want to talk to you. He, of course, blew me off, but this scraggly-looking dude 2 steps behind him did pick up the headset and talk to us about that game for about 15 minutes. I didn't know who it was. He picked up that microphone 8 years ago, and he has yet to put it down. Happy birthday, Ben. Thanks for everything you do for the ESPN Milwaukee team.
On Kyle Brustin Nortman.
You've always been an attention seeker, huh?
I knew that was coming from you, Kyle.
Like, Showalter said, I'm good, man, and here you go.
Put me on.
I'll talk. It's me. Do you know my birthday's in October?
Hit the KBN Sports Desk real quick. As we know, Game 1 is 108 Central tomorrow. Game 2, it's been announced for a while, Monday, 8:08 Central on a Monday. And then Game 3 has been announced Wednesday on the road, 4:08 p.m. Central.
Oh.
We'll be on the air.
We sure will be.
Oh, boy.
That should be electric.
I'm sure it'll be a productive hour for us.
I'm sure we'll lucky be Brad. Attention. Brad gets to come back with
and
the
it's vacation for
yeah,
him.
He gets
no,
to come
he does the heavy lifting. We get to watch the game.
Yeah, actually. It's the hour. The Brad Nortman hour.
Yeah, move here, Brad, out to 4 o'clock. 4:08, to be specific.
Brad, tell us what it's been like having 3 kids in the house.
Boy,
we're going to watch the game. Be back in 15 minutes.
I can't imagine watching 3 young children at once.
All right, well, let's go to Alex Strofe's song here.
What is this now?
I don't know if I'm going to participate. I want Strofe to... He gave us a printed copy, which means he wants us to play along, which means it's all him.
No, just the chorus.
Nope.
Are you playing the guitar, too?
I will not be for this song, no.
So what is this? Where
did
this come from?
DJ Strofe.
Yeah.
DJ Strofe. Okay, Strofe, here we go.
DJ Strofe.
The postseason is underway. Well, you better get ready for a game to ring. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Counts are gonna blow it today.
Aye.
They're singing, blow, Cubs, blow. Blow, Cubs, blow. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Counts are gonna blow it today. Blow, Cubs, blow. Blow, Cubs, blow.
Backfire.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Oh, man. They got the choker. We got the speed to be the best in the National League. Well, this is the year. We've got Murph here. So come on down to AmFam Field. We're singing now, blow, Cubs, blow. Blow, Cubs, blow. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Counts are gonna blow it today. Blow, cup, blow.
Come on,
blow. Cup, blow. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Counts are gonna blow it today.
Ooh, one major hiccup.
Yeah, you said go, but you didn't say the other word.
Oof. I just bailed.
Because you were listening to you were listening and hearing the song in the background. Strofe, for somebody to write that during a show.
He didn't really write anything. He wrote two short verses and changed Go Cubs Go to Blow Cubs Blow.
How about
Blow Cubs Blow is genius.
The postseason's underway. Well, you better get ready for a game to
drang.
Ring. And then I went on to say, they got the choker, we've got the speed.
Yeah. To be the best
this
in the National
League. This is the year we've got Murphy
C-plus
to come
already.
On down to AmFam Field.
I liked it a lot. You had me at
Chef
blow,
Ed
cup,
as a fellow
blow.
Parody writer. He thinks it was awesome. You got the Chef Ed's glowing endorsement.
He said, as a what?
As a fellow parody writer.
Oh, yes, yes.
You got the blessing of one of the best in the biz and Chef Ed on the Carbless Talking Text line.
I love it. Blow, Cubs, blow. This could be
by
sung.
The way,
this could be sung in AmFam Field after we win.
Blow, Cubs, blow has been used many times before against this song.
Has
I have the heart to tell you.
Oh, man.
I figured.
I didn't know that.
I mean, there's only so many one-syllable words that rhyme with go that could be insulting.
Yeah, who says that? Other fans from different places? I don't pay attention to the Cubs like that.
I mean, I think it's just like Strofe said, it's very natural to be able to go from go to blow.
I love blow, Cubs blow.
A for effort though.
Yeah.
Seth loves it.
Can I try again?
No, absolutely not. I think
soon.
Once was enough. Once was enough. Win big this October at Pottawatomie. You can play the Bird Bash game show for $50,000 in cash. $50,000 in cash. That's right. You heard me. Just play with your Pottawatomie rewards card for entries, prize drawings on Thursdays. Plus, your play also earns a shot at the $300,000 December season finale.
$300,000.
That's a lot of dough. It's a Bird Bash only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, pottawatomie.com/birdbash.
You know what I could do with $300,000? I could flip that and turn it into a million.
Sound like you want to invest it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Here's what we need to do. We need to get our heads right, because somehow
what do I get my head right for? I'm good. I'm confident.
I'm not good.
I'm ready to go. Listen, I'm so ready for my night to come. Got my guy sister coming over to the crib. Her and her husband. We're gonna feed him a little bit. We're gonna hang out a little bit.
God sister.
Oh,
I thought you said guy sister too.
Thank
I was
you.
Like, what does that
my
mean?
My God sister.
I was like, that's a little weird with your fiance.
No. Okay, you nasty. Get your heads out of the gutter. No, I'm excited. Like, I'm ready for the time to just move along and then...
But it's not moving along.
Oh, listen, we're done with a three-hour show.
I know, but I wish 3 hours equaled 12. Because I really want it to be 108.
Well, go to sleep, then.
I can't.
Yes,
that's the thing.
Do what you gotta do to go to sleep. Take one of them, what's them little pills that make you go to sleep?
Like the stuff you already have in your melatonin?
Yeah, take melatonin.
Yeah, but I don't want to be drowsy tomorrow.
Ah, you have enough time. You have enough time.
Coffee. I this feels like I want to pull an all-nighter. That's
why?
How much energy
this
I
is
have.
This is crazy,
I'm not going to be able to put
Relax.
Myself to sleep. I can't. I have a lot of energy.
You're
right
talking
now.
About a team that is the 2023, 2024, 2025
I'm not
NL
worried
Central
about
Division
the Brewers,
title.
Kyle. I just want it to be here. That's the difference.
Listen, it's
going here.
It's going to be here, and Freddie's going to be ready to go. He thinks that we're going to be ready to go, and I think he's going to be ready to go, too. So. Let's
he
do
is
it.
As cool as a freaking cucumber.
I don't like this at all.
Look, why would you not be cool?
You're man, actually making me like more stressed
we
out.
We got Pat Murphy, man. We got the best team in baseball. We got a
again,
team.
Again, yeah, I hold agree on. With all of
didn't
that.
Didn't you hear me? Well, this is the year we've got Murphy here.
Exactly.
So come on down to AmFam Field.
Time go faster. Give me the Brewers.
The Brewers have been a team that's been able to take advantage of other teams.
I'm not worried about the Brewers,
so
Kyle.
What are you worried about?
I want the game. I'm itching for the game.
Man.
Does anyone else feel this way? Or am I just taking crazy pills?
No, I'm right there with you. He's annoying me.
He's annoying me.
I'm excited. I'm not going to freak myself out. It's going to 108 is going to be here like that.
It's
going to
be a long 24 hours. Thank you. Somebody else who understands.
Man, y'all better go have a good time. Go turn up. Have a good party.
Go turn up.
Turn up with
that's the advice?
Turn up. Turning up. Here's one thing. When you turn up, sometimes
this
it makes you sleepy.
This is the Friday Turn Up on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Homer going to have a good time leading up to the game.
Right about now, we'll be 1-0.
You think he's turning up?
Wrap up the show next.
Turning up on love.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Babe Ruth was short, fat. Well, I don't know how short he was. He looked short in the video. He was fat. He was stubby. He looked fat. He tried it. He didn't have a sprint. Have you ever seen Babe Ruth sprint? I wonder how many steals he had. Zero.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Happy birthday, Ben. Here's another special birthday wish.
Happy birthday to Ben Brust. I don't know what it is. It's 18, 20, 30, 34, I think. But I just am curious, like, when do you can still shoot? Are you going to be able to shoot at 44, 54? At what time does somebody can shoot as well as you go? It's over. Or just they just don't go anymore? I know this is a weird happy birthday, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm 70. I can think whatever I want. And I don't care whether you like it or not, even though it is your birthday. So I should do something that you don't want on your birthday, since that's what you did to me on my 20th. I can't figure out what that is. Happy birthday.
On Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Homer's a
joke. Homer's right here. Is there anything you...
What? Yeah. Go. Just say go, Marquette.
Oh.
It's all just two words.
No, you got to do it. You got to do it because you did it on his 20th. So you got
to. No, he doesn't have to do it. I just wanted to say that's what he should do. No,
My wife would say when she graduated from there.
Homer, this kid has made this day in the last 2 days, literally 72 hours, all about his birthday. They sung happy birthday to him not once, but twice in the office today.
Yeah, I don't.
Meanwhile, there's somebody else named Tiff Poole who is much better. She works harder than men work harder. She works so hard at 620 WTMJ. Nobody even acknowledged her. Happy birthday, Ben. I'm like, happy birthday, Tiff.
Welcome to the world. Dude was a basketball star, an incredible shooter. He gave memory to people. Yeah, that part you overrate. It doesn't.
Well, when you can
shoot like that, you can be ugly and
Homer,
you still
he's
have.
He's more well known.
How good looking
now?
Is Steve Kerr? I don't know. Steve.
Now that you rate people, I feel like Sean right, Marion might be a better example.
Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell. Yes. Yep. No, he's not ugly. He's just different.
Different looking.
Different looking. Well,
Homer, yes. Tyrone Hill. You remember Tyrone Hill?
Yeah, the skull.
He might have been one of the ugliest.
The skull.
Before we start taking out more ugly people, Homer and I just discovered this in the break here, that the patch the Brewers will be wearing on their jerseys, guess what Pat Murphy did?
What did Pat do?
He got it tattooed.
Oh, man, dude is a dog.
Bob Uecker patch tattooed on his left bicep arm.
That is commitment, loyalty.
As Homer said, he's everything that counsel is not.
Yeah, that's not... It's a tattoo. It means nothing other than...
Dude, that's forever. I would never get a tattoo.
Well, again, then does he...
He listen, he's managing this team. This is second year managing
you
this
need
team.
To,
getting
people,
a tattoo.
People need to check his resume. Dude is crazy. Dude has had crazy things go on during his entire life. Yeah. He doesn't...
Redemption he got.
Not redemption. It's just go look backing up. Like he's a piece...
I'm going to live in the now...
Yes, do that.
I don't care about the past. I care about the now.
You know what I love is John Anderson joined us last
but
year.
But I'm just trying to interrupt. Unlike the other Uecker, this is legit. This one made up.
Oh,
he had to redo Uecker and do something legit.
That's true. That's true. Did you fall for it, Homer?
Yes, I fell for it because I thought Uecker would do that.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I think everyone did until they heard it.
Well, because I thought.
And then when you heard it, it was like, huh?
I thought he was ad-libbing some things.
Well, no, it's and just then, unlike.
He mentioned something in the present time. That
right,
Uecker
it's unlike Murphy. He doesn't need to make stuff up.
No.
Everything he does is all this stuff. So, like, you want to go like, well, why did you think if he had just said this is what Uecker would have done or whatever, it just was unlike everything Murphy's done.
Hey, but you know what? You know what's like the Brewers? Winning. And winning a lot of late.
Yeah, well.
Now it's time to win the
playoffs. Preseason, dude. Yeah, preseason.
No, you're right. Now it's time for the playoffs. Now it's time for them.
But
to
it isn't
going to
take away the joy that they created on the season in terms of the players and everything.
Well, how disappointed would you be if it doesn't finish in a World Series and end in a World Series?
Oh, this would be horrible.
horrible.
To lose. Well, no. If you pick the way to lose, you can't pick anything worse than this.
You can't.
Against the Cubs with Darth Vader as their manager.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The dark side
can't
win.
Because everybody has to live with Council left why? Because he thought the job was better?
More resources.
He proved it. Yeah, well, you can't have that. And if they beat the Cubs, it is so... I mean, the greatest...
Poetic justice.
The greatest run ever would be over the Cubs, the Dodgers, and the Yankees.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
The little itty-bitty Brewers just whooping the best.
That would be one of the greatest runs of all time.
It'd be the World Series, and they still try to put us not in prime time.
It's about how far you go, but this series normally is like... I don't know, say like a 3. It's a 300. Like there, it's legitimate that people would accept losing the next series, but there will be no acceptance of losing to Council
and
the Cubs.
Isn't it crazy that Council couldn't get us out the wild card?
Yes.
And then he was able to get
out. Then he goes somewhere else and does. It can't get worse.
So, but with this Milwaukee Brewers team, timing is so perfect. But I really think they're built for this, right? Again, they play very sound baseball.
Yeah, they're good,
defense.
But then it's going to be, it should be, it probably will be really
close.
No.
I love the Brewers, but this will be an evenly matched series. These teams aren't they're not that far apart. Both teams right now, great bullpens.
But aside
bullpen a lot better
from
what it was
winning
the
World Series, you can write, aside from winning the World Series, beating Craig Council and the Cubs is number two.
It's important.
Maybe getting to the World. I don't know. If I had to pick getting to the World Series but losing versus beating Council
I'll
and the Cubs,
that.
I think the average fan would take the Council.
I'll take that. I mean, to make it
you
to
can
World
do that
series.
As the Homer Hour Twitter poll?
I might at some point.
So you want this to be a 3-game series or a 5? What would you prefer?
All I care is get it, 2 games if possible. Just kick their butt 3. I mean, you're
thank you.
Fun.
That's what I'm saying.
Why do
man.
I want it in 5?
That's what I'm saying. I don't care. Thank you.
But no one does. No one
I'm
wants
with
it
you
in 5.
I told you. I was wrong.
You did flip.
But then that's like, okay, my $1 billion, do I want it in hundreds or 20s? It don't matter. There's only one thing that matters: win.
Advancing.
And I think
five, fine. 4, fine. 3, fine. Cubs retire and surrender because they know they can't win in 0 games.
I just feel good about the style of play and how they manufacture runs. They don't need to depend on the long ball to win games. So I feel good about the
Milwaukee Brewers. I was trying to think. It'd be like, in a little bit, but, you know, playing the Vikings when they had Favre. It'd be like in the playoffs. Imagine.
If they met in the NFC
that's
Championship
what it is.
Game.
Yeah.
I actually like Brett Favre. I don't really like Craig anymore.
That is a good point. See, there was a lot of people that still loved Favre.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't
love
know.
Favre,
the only people that might love Council in Wisconsin are
he didn't
family.
Bring us a championship.
Hey, remember this, and don't ever forget it. That guy's managing here because of one person. I've said it on Twitter, and they just think, if the Brewers win the World Series, Council gets a ring.
Because he left in Pat Murphy.
No, he brought Murphy's guy.
Was Murphy his coach in college?
Yes.
Yeah. And so,
everything you like about Murphy, which is so exact opposite of Council, everything, he's here because Council brought him here.
You can give him 1% credit, but that's not worthy of a ring. I deserve a
1%
ring.
1% credit?
I deserve a ring if Council gets a ring.
1% credit for bringing in the manager?
What the hell did he do this year for us? What did he do this year?
They aren't here without Council. Are they here without Murphy as manager?
Did you see the story?
Yes or no?
Did you see the story, Pat Murphy?
I don't get
it. Well, you're not even going to let me finish. You don't care?
No, well, explain how they would be here without
Murphy. Council wanted to bring Pat Murphy with him, and his kids said, no, don't go. So his kids deserve a ring.
Powerful. And they'll probably get one.
And he stayed. And look at us now.
Why was he even an aspect of the Brewers? There's only one person.
He was 100% brought here by Craig Council. Matter of fact, did Craig did he bring him right away or did he go get him
a
little bit
later, I think.
Because he had to get him from the Padres?
Thank you, Council. Coaching.
There you go. That's
Thank
right.
Thank you, Council.
That's all he gets. Not a ring.
For Pat Murphy.
Let's go, Pat Murphy.
He didn't bring the equipment manager.
Don't you think a ring's a little dramatic?
No, because that's how important Murphy is to this team, and everybody knows.
He left, and he's done. Thank you for bringing him in here, but
then
we move on from that.
Right, fine. Just deny. Deny. That doesn't change.
On the Carbless Talking text line, Tyler chimes in.
Say you're 24. Doesn't matter. You're 34. Deny. What?
They want you to yell, Homer. Go ahead. like that. Homer's dead.
No, no, hold on. Let me do that again.
Yeah.
Council gets a ring.
Oh.
Shut his mic off.
Let's go, Brew. 1 o'clock.
Let's go.
I can't wait
to see you.
1 o'clock. I can't wait. Talk to you after we win.